This week, it is hoped that the biggest and longest-running semantic argument in European politics will come to a happy, if not far overdue, conclusion. Over the last 27 years, Greece and the Republic of Macedonia have been locked in a geopolitical jostling match over the name the Balkan state decided to give itself when it first became a country in 1991.
Da vi čestitam, slobodna, suverena I samostojna Makedonija.
Greece has since argued that a state immediately to its north cannot carry the same name as its own Macedonia, a geographical region just over the border which divides the two. After a seemingly interminable period of squabbling, it began to feel as though there had been no end to the dispute. But last summer, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and his Macedonian counterpart Zoran Zaev devised a plan to settle things once and for all. The solution, it turned out, was laughably simple. Drop a five-letter adjective into Macedonia's official title. No more would it be the Republic of Macedonia, it would become the Republic of North Macedonia.
We are not gathered here today to mourn the defeats of the past. We are taking a historic step so that from now on there will only be winners.
So, what's in a name anyway? Well, in the Balkans, the answer is rather a lot. Arguments over national identity and disputes over territory have occurred with surprising frequency since the 1990s, and within these disputes, symbolic acts often loom very large. In 2001, when fighting broke out between Albanians and Macedonians along the Kosovan border, the Macedonians were able to quell the violence with measures such as making Albanian the second official language of the country and permitting the flying of its national flag. A successful renaming now would yield two significant political prizes for Macedonia. One being an immediate admission into NATO, and further down the line, a potential membership of the EU, both of which Greece has vetoed previously. But now, Zaev has to get the decision through a referendum this weekend, and not everybody's happy with the idea. This week, rallies were staged in Macedonia's capital Skopje, protesting the new name as being too beholden to the Greeks. And meanwhile, the main opposition party has declared it an act of treason and threatened to boycott it altogether. The hope is that if enough citizens follow suit, then turnout will be less than 50%, thus rendering the result void and the whole exercise a colossal waste of time. If the referendum fails, it will likely mean the end of Zaev's leadership. Macedonia will become a less stable place that is more susceptible to influence from the Kremlin, which has form for meddling in the domestic affairs of its neighbours. Most depressingly of all, it will be barred once again by Greece from entering NATO and becoming the European Union's newest member. For Monocle 24, I'm Peter Firth.